This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate you listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there as we are one day away from the start of the 2025 MLB season. Well, I guess it started already with the Cubs and the Dodgers last week. It's not a great look by baseball when they do that because I think opening day should mean something. Like, I get it. I get why they do it, and they want to make the Japan series a big thing, and they put, you know, there's Otani and there's Imanaga and there's Yamamoto and Sasaki. I get why they did what they did, but I like it better when it's, you know, a full true opening day. But it is for the Phillies tomorrow, opening day in Washington against the Nationals. Zach Wheeler on the mound. So I wanted to dive in today. Tomorrow on the pod, I'm going to have my 25 bold predictions for the 2025 Phillies. We'll do that tomorrow. Check out the email newsletter, of course, the midday show, as we're talking a ton of Phillies and writing about a ton of Phillies on the newsletter last couple of days as we get set for the season. But I wanted to do this. I do it each summer for the Eagles. Did it last year for the Phillies. How I'm betting the 2025 Phillies. Bets I like over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Futures for the Phillies. Now, before we dive into I've got nine I highlighted that I would be comfortable making these bets. And I wanted to just point this out because I think it's worth talking about. And look, I love FanDuel. I endorse FanDuel. That's where I do all my bets, you know, NCAA tournament, NFL, all that. FanDuel's awesome. But sometimes the specials that they or other books will put out, you know, Philadelphia Phillies regular season specials, sometimes you look for the best one there. You look for the value there. And most of these I wouldn't take. Okay, I'm just letting you know how I feel. The Phillies to score one plus run every regular season game before the All-Star break. So zero shutouts between now and the All-Star break. That's a 60-1. The Phillies to record two plus hits in every regular season game, minus 170. You would think these are locks, but one time you get no hit, and good teams get no hits sometimes, you lose these bets. Phillies to record three plus hits in every regular season game, plus 650. Four plus hits is 150-1. Schwarber and Harper to combine for 100 regular season home runs, 50-1. Schwarber 50 bombs, Harper 40 bombs, 30-1. Schwarber 50 bombs, Wheeler 250 strikeouts, 30-1. That number's way off. Wheeler's never done that. Schwarber's never done that. They're both going to do it in the same season with a parlay. So I would stay away from most of these. Here is one I did like, though, just as a total long shot. I have 10 bets now. I'll put this one in. The Phillies to score one plus run in every regular season game. So zero shutouts. It's 250-1. It's probably not going to happen. It's a long season, but I think it's a fun little bet to have. If they score one run every game, it's 250-1. You put a buck on it. You put $5 on it. And it's something cool to kind of trail, you know, tail the whole season and be on it. So I put that one in as a very big long shot. I don't typically like these future ones, you know, the specials, because I just don't think the odds are really fair most of the time. It jumps out to you, but then it's like, wait a second, what are the chances that really happens? And especially when a guy's never had 50 home runs or struck out 250 guys, and for them to both do it in a season, I'm out on that. Here's what I'm in on. Bets I am making, futures bets on the 2025 Phillies. I've got Zach Wheeler 6-1 to win the NL Cy Young. Now, it does feel like that Wheeler might end up as one of those guys who never wins a Cy Young, but has a ton of second place, third place finishes. You know, 2021, when he lost out to Corbin Burns, even though he had a lot more innings, felt like the year he probably should have won his Cy Young. He didn't. He has pitched at a Cy Young level every year of his Phillies career. You know, he's put himself in the mix. He's been that kind of pitcher. And it just feels like every year someone has just a slightly better year than him, like last year with Chris Sale, the year Burns took it from him. And this year, the projections, the feeling is that's going to be Paul Skenes, the second-year pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here's what I would say to that. I think there's value and worth a bet on Wheeler at 6-1 because I'm not sure how Paul Skenes will hold up physically, and I'm not sure about the workload for Paul Skenes. The workload is not going to be a problem for Zach Wheeler. He will get to, barring an unforeseen injury, he will get to his 200 innings. Will the Pirates let Paul Skenes? Will they shut him down again in September if they're out of the race? I don't know. I mean, Skenes might be so good and so dominant that he strikes out 245 guys in 175 innings, and they just give him the Cy Young Award, and he's the guy. That could happen. And it's a dead bet because Skenes is just the best pitcher on the planet now, instantly. It could be. But I'm going to bet Wheeler at 6-1. The other Phillies pitcher I'm putting a bet in on is Christopher Sanchez, 25-1. Now, you might say the value's been lost here. This number was probably closer to 50, 60, 70-1 before the spring training, but it's hard to ignore your eyes. In spring training, Christopher Sanchez has been a revelation. It looks like he has leveled up to a different kind of pitcher. You know, I saw a comp recently that he's like a left-handed Logan Webb. A decent amount, good amount of strikeouts, decent swing and miss, on the ground balls, not many home runs. Will keep his, you know, pitch a lot of innings, heavy sinker. He'll work, you know, he'll kill the, you know, the worms in the ground because all the ground balls, and he's going to pitch to a low 3 ERA. If he becomes a version of Logan Webb, it is a home run for the Phillies. It is one of their best developmental stories in a long time. I'm going to put the flyer on him 25-1. I'm not going to put a lot on it because I think he's behind five or six guys right now that I just think are just better. You know, Wheeler and Skenes and Sale. You know, the two guys in San Diego are very good. You know, Sanchez is a really good pitcher and he's got a shot. But I'm going to put him at, you know, I'll put him in a 25-1 as a longer shot bet. Bryce Harper, 14-1, National League MVP. Is he hurt by being a first baseman now? I think he is. You know, WAR, wins above replacement, really drives the conversation nationally when it comes to the MVP. It really does. You know, Bryce won it a few years ago, but that was a few years ago. That was 2021. And since he moved to first base full-time, it's going to be harder for him to rack up WAR unless he is the Gold Glove winner and the best defender in the National League. And he might be at first base with Christian Walker moving to the American League now in the Houston Astros. One thing I think could impact this, obviously Bryce has to have a great season, which he typically does. He's got to have a great season. He has to be healthy, all that. The numbers got to be there. I think you have to have a little bit of a down year or banged up year from Ohtani. He can't go 50-50 again, which he probably won't as he tries to work his way back onto the mound. The other thing I think is important for this is if Bryce Harper has to, does, volunteers, successfully moves back to the outfield in the middle of the season, plays the outfield well and continues to hit a Mookie Betts kind of thing, but just the opposite, or I guess the same thing, because Mookie goes back and forth, infield, outfield, and the Phillies win and it becomes an altruistic thing, that could really boost the stock of him nationally. I think 14-1 is a good number. You know, Soto, Ohtani, Betts, There are so many great players in the National League. Acuna will come back, but he's probably out of the mix this year because he's coming back later. Tatis. You know, there's some great players in the National League. Jackson Churio is going to be up there now for the Milwaukee Brewers. Eli De La Cruz. So this isn't a lock. He even finishes top five, but at 14-1, I do want to throw a bet on Bryce Harper. 30-1, Andrew Painter for NL Rookie of the Year. Now, you might say, Joe, he's not going to come up in time to make enough hay and to get himself in the mix. He might not, and there might only be 8 to 10 starts. But at 30-1, my eye is on this one because, you know, the Phillies are one more injury away in the rotation, or a couple injuries away, if you project Ranger coming back quickly here, from needing him. You know, he's right now, I'll steal a phrase from Hugh and what we do on the midday show. Right now, Andrew Painter's not a necessity, he's a luxury. He very quickly could and likely will become a necessity over the course of the season. I believe in the stuff. I believe in the pitcher. First time I watched him pitch, I said, oh my goodness, this is Justin Verlander. I feel like I'm watching the second coming of Justin Verlander. The mechanics, the windup, the delivery, the velocity, the extension, the kind of wiry frame. He's Verlander. That's what I saw when I watched him. If he could be half the pitcher Verlander became, the Phillies are going to do jumping jacks for a long time. 30-1, Andrew Painter to come up and make an impact in on the staff, whether it be, and it could be in the bullpen. It could be in the bullpen. All right, let's get to some over-unders and some futures for players, and then I'll end with the Phillies win total bet over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm going to take 10-1, Kyle Schwarber, regular season home run leader this season. He's as consistent as they come with power, 38 to 40-something home runs. It's his walk year. If he is hitting cleanup more often, he may be less inclined to go for a walk and more inclined to go to the ball into the seats, and that could add a few home runs to the ledger. I like a 10-1 bet on Schwarber to lead the major leagues in home runs. All right, couple over-unders here. Let's go, obviously, if I'm willing to put 10-1 on Schwarber to lead baseball in home runs, I got to go over 35.5 for his total, minus 105 on FanDuel Sportsbook. You're not going to lead baseball in home runs, but like 34 home runs. You're going to need more than that. So that's a correlating bet. I'll bet Schwarber over 35.5 home runs. I'm going to bet Harper over 27.5 home runs, minus 104 on FanDuel. The only thing you worry about here is health. That's it. Bryce Harper's going to hit his 28 to 34 home runs if he's healthy and he plays, you know, 145 to 155 games. He'll hit that many home runs. That's what he does. That's his bat. That's his power. He's got the left field power the other way. He could get into one at center field and obviously hit a bunch to right field at Citizens Bank Park. That's a good number. I actually think it's a little low. I would have went 29.5 if I'm setting the line, because I think you're giving people the free, I wouldn't say free, but you're giving people a really soft underbelly where he hits 28, 29 home runs and you win the bet. You know, 29.5 would have been a little harder because Bryce has not gotten to 30 consistently. He's been banged up. That could be where you kind of lose the bet if it was at 29.5. It's not. It's at 27.5. Let's take Harper over 27.5 regular season home runs. I'm going to go under on Trey Turner steals at 23.5. So you might think that's counterintuitive to the Phillies' plan to put him in the leadoff spot, to all that kind of stuff. You know, I think...
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The idea is Trey Turner's going to lead off, and he's going to run more. And that's a wonderful idea. But I look at Trey Turner's attempts in the last 3, 4, 5 years, and they continue to go down. He'll be 32 years old this June. Okay, we're talking about a player that is not young. A player had hamstring injuries last year that felt that he was tentative to run off of. I'm looking at a player whose steal attempts have really, really fallen in the last 4 or 5 years as he's aged. Look at this. So stolen bases, pulling it up right now. 2017, he attempted 54 steals. 2018, he attempted 52. 2019, 40. 2020, forget it, pandemic year. 2021, 37. 2022, 30. 2023, 30. Last year, 23 attempts. So let's say he gets a little more attempts this year. Maybe doesn't hit what he did a few years ago. He has 27 attempts. And I know he's an outstanding base stealer. He's obviously super fast and he picks his spots. He's one of the better percentage-wise stolen base guys ever in terms of you know, the percentages and how often he gets there when he goes. But you're banking on 24 out of 27 if that's all he's going to attempt. And that's a jump up in attempts. I'm gonna bet the under. Under 23.5 stolen base. I could see a 21 out of 25 kind of year for Trey Turner this season. All right. That gives us what? Just one more? Yeah, let's round it out with this last one. Last future bet on the Phillies that I'm making this season. I'm going to take the Phillies under 90.5 wins this season. I said on the midday show yesterday, the number that has been in my head is 90. The number that's been in my head is 90. I'm jostling between 89 and 90 wins for the Phillies this year. I don't believe they're as good of a baseball team as they were last year. I still believe they're a good team. I have question marks at third base, shortstop, second base, catcher, left field, center field, right field. And right field is more just, I got to accept what Castellanos is. It's not really a question mark. So let's eliminate that. I have question marks at catcher, second base, shortstop, third base, left field, center field. I have question marks in the bullpen. I have question marks in the fourth and fifth spot in the rotation. That's a lot of question marks to put over 90.5 wins. It's just a lot. It's a lot. Now, Wheeler is outstanding. Harper's outstanding. Schwarber's outstanding. Some of those question marks will all go the right direction for the Phillies. And they have the wherewithal to improve the baseball club at the deadline if Dombrowski wants to. They also should get a huge reinforcement in Andrew Painter. They have a lot of depth in their pitching staff because of what they've built with Painter and even a guy like Joe Ross. So they should not roll out their bad starting pitching on almost any night. That's all great stuff. They've got a 1-2 in Wheeler and Nola and Sanchez. I put Nola as the 3 now, and that's all fine. But they're in a division that has to play the Mets 12 times, the Braves 12 times. The Nationals are improved. The whole NL is good. I mean, how many tomato cans are in the NL? I would say the Marlins, the Rockies. That might be about it for, like, true, honest-to-goodness tomato cans in the NL. Pittsburgh's got good pitching with Skeens. So, and maybe they're more tomato canish with one great pitcher, but it's not many tomato cans. I think it's an 89, 90-win team. Fight tooth and nail at the last couple weeks of the season to make the playoffs a wild card under 90.5 for the Phillies on the win total over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Those are my over-unders, my futures, my props for the 2025 season. You guys have a great day. Can't wait. Baseball tomorrow. Wheeler on the bump in Washington against the Nationals. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. And of course, please share the podcast and rate and review. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.